Texte numéro 61. Many in China can now have a second child, but say no. After 3 decades of a Chinese policy that limits most families to one child, many families say they will not take advantage of a major change allowing a second child because of the rising cost of child rearing. With 2 kids, you have less money to give them the best, said a 27-year-old Beijing lawyer 7 weeks into her first pregnancy, who has dismissed the prospect of a second child. She said she was concerned about stratospheric housing prices and the high cost of schooling. My husband's co-worker has twins, she said, and just paying for elementary school has nearly bankrupted him. Under the new policy, the most significant overhaul of China's family planning rules in 30 years, married couples in which just one parent is an only child can also have a second baby. The previous rules allowed 2 children for couples in which both parents are only children. The old policy also made exceptions for China's officially recognized ethnic minorities and rural couples whose first child was a girl or disabled. The government estimates that the change will allow an additional 15 million to 20 million couples to expand their families, helping to stop a plunging birth rate that experts say has left China with a dangerous demographic imbalance in both age and sex. But only about half of those couples are willing to have 2 children, according to research cited in state news media. In interviews, many couples blamed the rising cost of living for their reluctance to have more than one child. Some cited a persistent cultural norm that requires husbands to provide an apartment, a car, and other material riches to a bride, demands that can push an extended family deep into debt. Such sentiments are likely to conspire against government efforts to correct the demographic imbalance that led to the new policy. The imbalance is a result of Chinese using various sex selection methods to have a son under the so-called one-child policy, resulting in the estimate that by 2020, 30 million eligible bachelors will be unable to find a wife. Since its inception in 1979, the one-child policy has been credited with helping foster China's surging economy by slowing population growth. But the family planning restrictions have produced an array of unintended consequences. Beyond a surplus of single men, some economists have warned of an impending elder care crisis, noting that China's working age population peaked in 2012, leaving fewer gainfully employed people on hand to take care of their parents and older relatives. Last year, there were 194 million people over the age of 60 in China, the largest population of that age group in the world. Adapted from the New York Times, February 25th, 2014.